Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We dodged a bullet, that's for sure. That's the take of Roger Thomas, Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, which oversees the State Ag Development Fund. Late last fall, participating major tobacco companies interrupted funding due to an issue involving smaller independents.
We were able to settle the MSA arbitration issue for not only 2003, which was the year in dispute, but actually for 2003 through 2012. So what that means is that provides a much greater level of surety, certainty for future payments for the MSA coming into Kentucky.
Ag development investments are targeted at developing ag infrastructure to help offset the loss of tobacco income, which he says 10, 15 years ago was the leader in cash receipts. At that time, larger than several other commodity categories combined.
And now fast forward 15 years and see how that level of income has dropped for tobacco, but how the other income from other ag commodities, poultry, grains, livestock, especially livestock, when you see how that's shot up, we've just, I think, done really well, and the Ag Development Fund has had something to do with that.
As the tobacco settlement was being resolved back then, he credits ag leaders here for developing a blueprint for the ag development process. We'll be right back.
It's time for the 10th Annual Fall Field Day at CPC Commodities in Fountain Run, Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited. Get to know the good folks at CPC Commodities and stock up on feed and equipment with special 10th Anniversary Fall Field Day blowout prices. Fall Field Day also features a full-line trade show, expanded this year with more vendors representing the best products in the livestock nutrition, animal health, and farm hardware industries. Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited.
We're back with Roger Thomas with the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, looking back at the strategy developed when the master settlement was agreed upon, with beef cattle second only to tobacco in income production and its impact for so many farmers across the state. It got a good measure of attention.
The conscious decision was made, let's focus a lot of the investments of the Ag Development Fund into the livestock industry here in Kentucky, and we have. And folks, not just in Kentucky, but more importantly, folks outside of Kentucky, folks that own the feedlots, that purchase our feeder cattle, they recognize the tremendous difference that we've made in our livestock industry here in Kentucky.
From poultry to goats, from produce to on-farm energy improvement, he says the farmer leaders on the State Ag Development Board continue today in the wise investment of agriculture's share of the tobacco settlement. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.